Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are talking about the best side hustles you can find after the pandemic. So, Sean, Karen, you guys got any opinions on this? You need a side hustle, Karen?
Oh, I always need a side hustle. We love a side hustle show around here. We love it.
Sean, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy.
You know about... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm stepping on you. Go ahead, Sean.
3, 2, 1. I'm just so happy we can even say post-pandemic, after the pandemic, you know, it's just a great feeling. And, you know, luckily enough, you know, I got to thank the government for injecting money, these PPP loans, unemployment, kept the economy running. And now it's created a whole bunch of opportunities that people can take advantage of. So my cleaning lady, who's like almost 70 years old, she said, Sean, if you can't make money during these times, then you're not meant to have money. So for those that are not making money in these times, we're going to show you how to side hustle and make some money.
It's not racial, but it's not right.
Is this one of your girlfriends?
That's my cleaning lady. That's what she told me. And I was like, you are so right, Miss Iris. Shout out to Miss Iris.
Well, I think that's awesome. I loved your vocal interpretation of Miss Iris, but
Iris.
Oh, Miss Iris. My apologies. So we have a list, people, of 20 side hustles if you're trying to get your side hustle on. But I would like to say this: we're calling it post-pandemic. I'm one of those people who's still a little skeptical, so I'm not fully embracing that we're in the post. But mentally, we're all trying. You know, things are opening up. We're moving forward. We're trying to transition. So I'm still a little hesitant.
People going to mad parties. I'm like, that was just a super spreader, Delta COVID variant spreader event to me. I'm just like, I don't mean to drag this down. Your side hustle is very valuable, but like the first person fully vaccinated just died of COVID. So I'm just like, okay, at home.
Yeah. So
I'm looking away.
Oh God. Can we just get to the show? Okay.
Well, no,
okay.
I think that's an important disclaimer. We are not saying go out and just, hey, we are not saying it's over, but we are trying to give you some hustles for your business, for your pockets, but still be careful out there, people. So
that's true. And we've got 20 of them, but we're going to move through this pretty quickly.
All right. Well, I'll get us started off. Side hustle number one.
Yes.
You can drive for cash, people. That's right. There's a lot of rideshare companies out there. The big ones we know, Uber and Lyft. You know, if you want to make some legit side money, driving for these companies could help. Sure, it's not going to make you rich quick, but it's an honest and a pretty fun way to earn cash on the side, even if it's a long-term gig or even as a long-term gig. With Uber, with Lyft, you can earn money driving around people, meeting new people, and having interesting conversations every day. So
you create your own schedule. That's a beautiful thing about it too. You work on your own schedule. When you have some spare time, you just kind of sign into the app and you're ready to go, get in your car and keep it moving. Number two, Matt, this is one I love. For those that are socialites and love to socialize and love to go out there and have a good time, you know, this one I can relate to, because when I was in college, Karen and Matt, I was like a top class bartender. I worked at a Mexican restaurant. I made the best sangrias and margaritas you could ever want in Canada.
Did you say sangria?
Like a true Mexican?
Yeah. Yes. I called it sangria. Okay. I'm not going to tell you the ingredients. So for that, but that being said, part-time bartender or waiter, I think it's just a great job where you can make like cash. You can socialize. You can do so many different things and still make some money.
Did you have to get trained to do that?
Of course I got trained.
So I'm just wondering, for that side hustle, there may be some training involved, or is it like,
but it's limited with bartender, you know, especially if you had a specialty restaurant like a Mexican, there's only a few
things you're going to be making. Here's the trick to getting a really good hostessing also works, hostessing, bartending, table waiting job. Like when you walk into a place, just be hot. They love
that. Always works for me.
They love the hot. And in a city like New York, it's super easy. Print out a bunch of resumes, go door to door. You'll literally have a job within an hour.
So there you have it, people. Be hot, and you're in the game.
Just another disclaimer, people. Karen, not everybody lives in your world. Okay, for those not so hot people, you don't have to be super hot to get a job as a bartender or waiter.
But like Karen,
if you have a personality, it goes a much longer way. You superficial woman, you. Sean, it goes a longer way. Personality outweighs external beauty, Karen.
That's literally not true in any scenario whatsoever.
I would take a sexy personality versus a bikini type body any day of
Sean, week. Just a quick question though.
Did you great review.
Sean, did you do well? Did you get tips? Did you do well as a bartender?
Of course I did.
There we go. There's proof. You don't have to be sexy.
You set me up. Okay, I gotta clap you for that one. Yeah. I want to say it. I'll say point in case, Matt. Karen, point in case. There you
case
go.
Case in point.
That there too.
You
go.
You don't have to be a thinker. You just get hired to 10 bar.
You got something better, Karen? What's on your list?
Okay. Well, speaking of intellectual pursuits, you could be a part-time real estate rental agent. So you would have to get a real estate license, but you have to do a little cost benefit and make sure that you evaluate the startup costs, because it does cost money, and the number of transactions you'd have to close. Not just to break even, but to actually make a profit. So figure out if the numbers work. Do you even have the patience and the dedication and a network to tap? You need kind of a strong network. And if so, then real estate might be a really cool side hustle for you to entertain.
How long does it take to become a real estate agent?
I don't know. Being hot probably helps.
Actually, it says here in New Jersey, where I'm residing at the moment, it requires 75 hours of education to become a real estate agent, but people, just do your research, figure it out. It's definitely, and that's something you can do long-term. It doesn't have to be a side hustle. You might make that your side hustle or your long-term. It could become a front hustle, but I think that's a really good, a good suggestion. Next side hustle tip for you guys, get paid. Similar to tip number one, driving for Lyft and Uber, you can get paid to make deliveries on your schedule. Companies like DoorDash, Grubhub, Seamless, you know, those companies let you be your own boss, set your own schedule, making deliveries. Customers place an order from the list of restaurants, and, you know, the app pushes the orders to nearby DoorDashers, nearby Grubhub drivers. You pick up the food and drop it off and get paid. So, and I think this is a business that's going to continue to thrive in this, you know, COVID or post-COVID world we're living in, where people are doing a lot more ordering out. So,
and a lot of these are about just capitalizing on stuff you already have. Like if you have a car and you have a phone, you can monetize them. Like that's stuff you already have. You don't have to invest anymore.
Exactly.
Also, to that point, when it comes time to do your taxes, Sean, wouldn't this also impact write-offs for the said car, said phone? You're using these as business expenses?
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny, I know this works because I used to always see these guys accumulating around my house with all these bikes and talking. Then all of a sudden you see just one just take off on his bike. And I started to realize these DoorDash Seamless people, they chose my corner to hang out, and they wait till they get an order and then they're gone off to the races. So it does work. I think it's a great idea. And you know, it's just taking advantage of your time and kind of working on your own schedule, you know, and I want to just make another disclaimer when we talk about these things. Like I always say, especially when I teach my course, there should be no shame in your game. If you think because you have a post-secondary degree, you have a master's degree, you're too good to do Uber, you're too good to do bartending and waiter, then you got to really check yourself, because these things can help you create that additional income that you may need to invest or buy property and do things that you need to do. You know, I've had to do things that, you know, when I shipping business, I'm shipping, I'm lifting boxes, I'm doing all kinds of things, you know, and I have a friend that owns a grooming store and I've seen her picking up doo-doo and, you know, shaving down dogs, and she has a master's from Georgetown University. So those that want to really get ahead, they have to roll up their sleeves and get it done. And that's one thing I commend about both you and Matt, Karen and Matt, that I've seen you guys roll up your sleeve and do things to get it done. So for those that are listening, this is not for those people that only that have limited education. This is for you. If you have a doctorate, you have a master's, a bachelor's, or no post-secondary degree at all, this is applicable.
Yes, this is for the smart, the stupid, the hot, the ugly. It's for everybody.
Oh my God.
For everybody. Oh, we're showing
who's I was we not trying to
we
go.
We see hotness so clearly.
Okay, on to the next. Voice acting, number five. Matt, this one applies to you. And I tell you this all the time, Matt. You know, Matt's voice does not reflect how he looks, by the way, because, you know, he has his deep, cool voice. You may be pleasantly unsurprised when you actually see the face behind the great voice, because he does have a fabulous voice. But the voice is like, I tell him all the time, you know, for anyone who has been told their whole life that they have a great voice and should be on radio, consider the exact world of voice acting, Matt.
Okay? Are you saying I have a face for radio?
No. Yeah, you have a face for radio. Exactly. It's more than just talking, Matt. Voice acting requires the ability to connect with an audience and bring a script to life. The technical capability to record, edit, and export high-quality audio and the business know-how to reply to jobs, negotiate gigs, and follow up for future work. Matt, you can make from $100 in your case to $10,000 per job, depending on if the work will air on broadcast television or for non-broadcasting uses such as phone systems, recordings, or internal corporate training videos. For all those listening, shout Matt out. You could see him as a Verizon guy. I could see him as a Verizon guy. I can see
you can
him
be
as
my agent, TV. John.
Yeah, we just don't need to send like a face ops of you. Just like send like a audio audio recording.
Put him. Wow, thanks.
As
Sean.
We record, Matt
showing me him up just to tear him back down.
I had to get back at him. As we recording, guys, just so you know, Matt's showing me his favorite finger right now as I make these comments.
Karen, can you take the mic? What's our next side hustle tip for the people?
I can. So side hustle number six is copywriting, which I've done, and it sounds vague because it is. A copywriter is basically a writer who writes content, mostly for the internet, but you can be a copywriter for anybody. It's a gig job. It's kind of like being a freelance writer, but it's a little more specific. So for example, you might copywrite for advertising, technical writing, medical copy for the internet, or it could be for products. That's what I used to do. And while the content is designed to be really informative, it usually contains a call to action. It's like kind of crafty. So meaning you're being descriptive and then you're telling somebody like how to take the next step. And you can make really good money. I used to make really good money doing it. I gave it up to pursue other dreams, but you can make between $60 to $1,000 per hour. I was making somewhere in there as a part-time copywriter. And it depends on the piece you're working on. Being hot as always helps. And you don't need any formal education to be a copywriter at all. I have formal education, but not as a copywriter, and it was completely fine. And some of the most sought after copywriters never took a class, just earned clear six figures a year, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Just a disclaimer for any of you out there who are just super literal with your listing. Copywriting doesn't mean you're copying someone else's writing. That's called plagiarism. So be sure you're original with your writing with that. So that's all I wanted to add. But anyway, let's move on.
You don't have to be that original.
With somebody that's in the logistics business, I love this one. Start a drop shipping business. This business structure does not require you to have your products to sell or create an inventory. Additionally, it doesn't require a startup cost. You can sell products directly from reputable brands and they will ship them straight to the consumer. The main focus of drop shipping is to market and effectively communicate with your target consumer or audience. So if you're someone that's into social media and you have a following, why not leverage that base and start offering them products or services where you can make a little money off the top?
So
that's a hustle.
I still don't really understand what drop shipping means. What does that mean? If it's not your products, then how do you get the products?
Well, I would send you like a little blur or link to say, hey, Karen, you can buy Chanel for $49.99. Just use this code. And you're like, oh my God, Sean, you sent me a coupon code? You sent me a coupon code for Chanel perfume and I can get it for $49.99 and it sells at Macy's for $69.99. I'm like, yeah, homegirl, go get it. Go do it. Click on the link. That's my code, girl. That is my code on that link. And when Chanel gets the order, they see that Sean referred you and I get some cash.
Oh, so you're basically an advertiser and you hook up businesses with new shipping orders.
Orders, period. Directly. And I send you my link that you click on to order the item. How cool is that?
So cool. I totally.
You're always writing on your storyline, Karen. Why not send a link out there for people?
Yeah, why not? Swipe up.
Swipe up. There you go.
All right. Well, if you're not starting a drop shipping business, well, maybe you might want to rent out a spare room. That's side hustle number tip number 8. Rent out a spare room. That's right. Whether you list your space on Airbnb or simply consider getting a roommate to sign a year-long lease that'll offset your mortgage, becoming a landlord is one of the most lucrative side hustles ideas out there. Sean, you're a veteran.
On any minute now.
Room renter outer.
I'm a room renter outer. Yeah, I think it's great. If you're not occupying that room, like right now I have my basement rented out. You know, I'm not occupying, I don't use it at all. And it brings in that extra income to help pay the utilities. So if you're not you're leveraging all your rooms, then you know there's always someone in need of a place to live.
True that.
So yeah.
All right, that brings us to side hustle number 9: become a virtual assistant. So this is also kind of capitalizing on stuff you have. You have some kind of education background and a computer. I think this is an easy one. And with the workforce becoming increasingly more remote, lots of big companies and high up execs are hiring virtual assistants to outsource admin hiring virtual assistants to outsource administrative responsibilities to. So if you have the right skills, you have to be organized, really on top of things, communicative and not lazy, then this type of part-time side hustle could be a really easy way for you to make money in 2021 while staying at home. And you don't even have to be that hot, guys. Hotness does help, but you can kind of do you.
I think we need a after show or like some sort of online. We should create like a hot meter so they know like or some sort of hot conversion chart, which you know the job where the hotness matters most. But anyway, Sean.
Number 10. This is the only one on the list that I probably cannot do. I know Karen and Matt, you thought I can do everything, but I have limitations. And I learned a long time ago that when it comes to handiwork and handwork, that's not my skill set. You know, so I know that I have 2 left hands, but a sharp brain, Karen, but a very sharp brain. So,
not but that for the, on account for, of your 2 wrong hands.
But for those that are handy and have the knack to make things happen and put things together, this one may be for you. This is the most frustrating thing for me. And I sometimes avoid these stores just because of this. But if you're good at assembling IKEA and Amazon furniture, there's people like me that need you, that will pay you to put their stuff together. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate putting stuff together. I hate those universal language, no talking in this cartoon character. I got to figure about it. It takes me a day just to figure out the sequence of events and what this guy is trying to illustrate. I think those people that create those instructions with no words are phenomenal. They're like, to me, he's one of the smartest people on the planet.
Oh, I mean, I'm like fairly decent at it, so I guess.
Okay, well, Karen, you got a side hustle. And it doesn't require beauty. Like, this one doesn't require beauty, Karen. Like, when you come in our house, if you're this sexy girl and you don't know how to put together IKEA furniture, they're going to kick you out. This one does not require beauty. Try to spin it how it requires beauty. Please spin this one.
Being hot can actually, I feel, put you in danger in the situation if you're going into strangers' homes and spending hours and hours there. I'm not sure I would feel safe bringing my hot little butt into there, into a scenario like that. But for men or for women who can fight, this would be a great one.
Or in the summertime, you just assemble it on the lawn or something like that.
Yeah, sweat on it. People love that.
Well, I think we actually have to assemble a commercial break. So.
Yeah, that was good.
Why voice acting is all you, man. That was smooth, brother.
All right. Well, I'll take that smooth transition and tell you to stay tuned for more of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We are listing our top side hustles after the pandemic. We've gone through 1 through 10. So after the break, we will go through 11 through 20. So keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are breaking down top side hustles after the pandemic. So if you need a little extra cash in your account, if you're trying to find ways to augment your income, we got the list for you. We started off, I'm gonna run through our top 10 that we just ran through. Number one was drive for cash, Uber, Lyft, or other rideshare companies. Number two was become a part-time bartender or waiter. Number three, part-time real estate rental agent. Number four, get paid to make deliveries on your schedule. Number five, voice acting. Number six, copywriting. Number seven, start a drop shipping business. Number eight, rent out a spare room in your home. Number nine, become a virtual assistant. And number 10, the dreaded IKEA furniture. If you can assemble that, you can make some cash. Become an IKEA assembly person. So that's our top.
I love that you said rent out a spare room in your home, not someone else's home. Don't do that.
Yeah, that might get you in trouble. Unless you work out an agreement to be in charge of subletting someone else's property. But I would say, yeah, you better make sure you have the rights to do that. So let's pick up the list. We got 10 more to go. Our side hustle number 11. And this is something I do not have any experience in, but if you are good at making handmade items, you can sell those bad boys on Etsy or Amazon Handmade or other platforms. So just starting your own Etsy or Amazon Handmade business is a step. Do your research and see which one works best for you. There's a difference between those two. You'd have to, like I said, do your research. But this is a place where you can sell your wares. So I recommend it.
And I'll tell you this. I had a tenant that he was an artist and he designed pictures with speakers in the back and the Bluetooth speakers. So your art was like playing music out of it. And he sold on an Etsy and then he got picked up by a major store. I think it was like a Bloomingdale's or something of that type of store where he was, then he went making a ton of money after that. So
cool. Well, when I was in middle school and high school, I invented a life preserver for dogs. And it's just like all the other life preserver for dogs with just one trademark difference that I won't describe on this podcast, lest it be stolen. But it was a really, really, really good idea. And I could be rich from that alone.
Wow.
Is that the signature ending of your story? I thought you made a lot of money. You could be rich.
But I'm not.
Yo, on to the next one, man. I didn't want to comment on that. On to the next one. I'm like, that's where you're going with this story. You still think there's dreams of you actually putting this out to market since middle school 20 years ago? I'm just saying
it was such a good idea. Oh, it's not that hard to make and no one else is doing it. I just need to what's the word? Patent it, which I have no idea how to do, and therefore the idea will die with me. I could be rich.
I think we need to come back at a later date to the Karen Could Be Rich show and talk
about this. We need the Karen Could Be Rich show.
1 minute, guys.
Okay, let's go to the next. We got another one, Karen. We got something better than that.
Not better, probably as good. Number 12, monetize your Instagram account. So you're going to need followers first. That's a little caveat. You're going to need about at least 10,000 followers. Some of us are getting there. And you need to create engaging content and use strategic hashtags. There's videos and websites that can help you figure that out. To help you build a booming following in social media, my advice to you is find a niche. People love a niche. If you like to, I don't know, make Jell-O or, you know, cut tiny sponges with a knife. This is all stuff that's like so hot on Instagram.
Oh, Karen, are you talking Instagram or are you talking about your OnlyFans? Your
So funny. Yeah, I like
Are
to
you
chop
a fan only chopping jello?
Fans, and that's my side hustle. By the way, not the worst side hustle. If you have a pair of feet and a camera, you can make money on OnlyFans, let me tell you. It's not that if you've ever worn underwear in your life and you're a girl, you can turn that into a side hustle, but this is a family show. So anyway, monetize your Instagram account. If you have upwards of 10K followers, you can start to make money by monetizing posts and taking on advertisers. It's not the worst idea.
Well, the next one is all me, Karen. Like, this one defines me because I am so Brooklyn.
Defines you?
Yeah, I am so Brooklyn. I know, like, you know, when you look up Brooklyn, my face should appear beside
you're
it.
You're Canadian.
Yeah, I am so.
Yeah, you're from Ottawa,
I've been here. June 23rd was 25 years I've been in this borough. June 23rd made 25 years for me in this borough. I am Brooklyn. And because of that, I would make an excellent BK to the fullest tour guide. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you know it like that.
So number 13 is you can become a tour guide if you're like me and you know your hood. If you know your hood, you can become a tour guide. I can show you where Jay-Z grew up. I can bring you through. I can enter Marcy Projects, Karen, and I'm good. Then I can bring you downtown Borough Hall with Eric Adams, and I'm good. Then I can bring you to Flatbush for some curry chicken, some roti, and I'm good. Then I can go to Williamsburg, Karen, in your hood, and have some, have some shishka warma, have some kiva. I can have all different kinds of tabbouleh. You know, I can have some Middle Eastern food.
Sean, doesn't this require living in a touristy area
that people care about?
In my hood, landmark blocks. I can show you the landmark, the history of the buildings, the architect of the buildings, who created, who designed.
I'm just saying for our listeners out there,
no matter how hard you try, people, I am Brooklyn.
I'm just saying people can also just Google Maps where Jay-Z grew up and just do that 3D street view and just take a quick peeksie and not leave the house. I'm just saying. I'm sure that you'd be really good.
I'd be a great. You wouldn't take my tour, my Brooklyn tour?
I would take it for free.
For what?
For free and virtually from my phone so I can sit at home and jewel? Hell yeah.
All right. Well, enough of Sean's pitch to become a Brooklyn tour guide. Well, next up, side hustle number 14, start your own laundry service. That's right. If you're living in an area where in-home washer and dryers are rare, you can make a killing by starting a wash and fold laundry service as your side hustle. And especially if you live near a college campus, depending upon your area, this could be a big hit. So
even in a place like neighborhoods in New York where not everybody has a washer dryer, even in like a decent apartment, and people have to actually haul their underwear through the city streets, something I will never ever do again now that I have a washer dryer. But if you don't, or you know people who don't, everybody would love you to wash their dirty undies.
Yeah, you can market this through social media and so forth. I mean, it's a great side hustle. In the morning, you get up 5 a.m., pick up the dirty undies and drop them back home by 5 in the evening. People will love you.
Yeah, you'll make bank.
If you can turn around dirty laundry in one day, people are going to think of you're God. Like, if you can turn around in a day.
Underwear. They need it.
And imagine you turning around in one day, like, you're God. You're God.
You're God. I mean, people will be offended by saying that, but it's true. Literally God. Okay. Side hustle number 15. Sell unwanted products on Facebook Marketplace, or if you have kind of nice stuff, you can sell it on consignment websites like ThredUp. There's a bunch of them. You can just do a little Google search. I have a roommate who loves it. If you have unwanted products or clothing around your house, take a picture, decide on the price. You can list your items, share your items with friends, and earn money. I know that some of these services, you can contact them. They'll send you a label, and you can literally drop everything into a box, seal it up, send it over to them, and they will itemize and price out all of your stuff. If you have nice designer stuff, they'll give you more money, and you can make hundreds of dollars doing that. Pay your damn
Karen's for hire if you need a model. She'll model your clothes for you, your thrifty clothes.
That's my side hustle when I'm not doing my only feet.
Only feet. Yeah, I think that's a great tip, Karen. I would just interject to our listeners, anyone considering this, take all precautions. Maybe you look at doing this, any type of transfer of property or a transfer of goods in a public place. If you're not shipping it, if you have to meet somewhere, make sure you're doing things in public places or bring a third party. Just safety first with all of these types of sales hustles with people online.
Scary. You don't want to meet people that you don't know necessarily, or bring people into your home or go into their home. This is where a man comes in really handy.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you this. Like, when I picked out my list for this side hustle, I was a little selfish because I picked things that I like that work with me. And mm-hmm. once again, like, this one works with me. Like, you know, for the ex-pro athlete that I am, oh, Matt, and, you know, am I give back to society after Matt, my career is done? And my knees are no longer working the way they should. I think you could become like a referee. It's a great summer or winter job.
But you have two non-working hands. You are the referee. Your two hands that don't work and can't put together furniture, you're refereeing sports. I just want to be really clear.
Yes. And, you know, I'm versatile. I can referee basketball. I can referee hockey. I even got an eye mm-hmm. for baseball. I can even referee baseball. So for those that are looking for another side, hopefully you have a little athleticism. You just have a little fan of sports. Why not become a referee? And you can just go to parks and recreation centers that need to hire refs. And you could be that person wearing that gray referee outfit, and you're in charge. Like, at
this
that moment,
in Canada, that game, they're like, black and white here.
And during that game, you are in control. Like, that is such a power thing. Like, your ego can be all over the field, all over the rink, or all over the mound, wherever you want it to be.
Let me interpret this for you, oh, people. let me offer the listeners a little interpretation of Sean here. Now, notice how excited he got that you can be in control. Translation, when he tried to play sports as a youth, he was never allowed in the game. He would get picked last, have to sit on the bench. So now, as a referee, he feels like, finally, I'm in control. But that's cool.
No, I'm just letting those people know that are in those situations. This is your payback time, and you get paid.
All right. Well, moving on. Speaking of getting paid, let's continue this amazing list of top side hustles. So I know a lot of people out there are trying to stack their bank accounts with extra cash. Number 17, you can transcribe interviews. That's right. Sites like Transcribe Anywhere. You can go on that site and they will pay you to transcribe audio recordings, set your own schedule so you can work as much or as little as you like. But I think that's definitely a service. I've used transcription services for television shows and it's a valuable service. So
I've used transcription apps where you can pay money and then you upload an audio file and it transcribes it. But the problem is it is an absolute hot mess. And if you really have a lot of stuff to transcribe, it is actually worth it to pay somebody else to do it. And if you're one of those nerdy, homeworky people, like, this is really up my alley, then this might actually be perfect for you.
Yeah, I don't think the audience knows. Like, as much as she boldly talks on this show, Karen is a closet nerd, okay? Just so everybody knows, she's a closet nerd.
This is Pride Month. I'm out.
Okay, she's a nerd. So you guys, if you want to get to Karen's heart, don't think you come with all these sidelines, all this fast talk, because she is a nerd. If you can recite like a dictionary, or, you know, to give definitions of words, like, she's all in, okay?
Yeah, all of her.
Please, if you send her a message, if one grammar mistake is in that message, it's like she's not reading anymore.
All right. Yeah, let's move on to the next one.
All right, here we go. Number 18, you guys were so in the home stretch. You can sell advertising space on your vehicle.
I'm going to wrap my car, Karen.
Okay. So now I'm on the fence about whether I would do this on my vehicle, but I don't have a vehicle, so this isn't for me. But if you live in a highly populated area, if you're in the middle of nowhere, literally nobody cares what your car looks like, but in a place like where I live and spend a decent amount of time driving, then selling advertising space on your vehicle using a site like Rappify, for example, you could probably Google others, could make a great side hustle with 2021. I also want to add that certain companies will pay you to get their brand tattooed on your body. So something to think about.
Could we wrap an OnlyFans ad with you on it, like the foot thing? I think the fetish thing is a good thing. There's so many male
OnlyFans
fetish, the foot
fetish. Wishes. They wish.
Could we wrap you? Could we wrap you?
Your website.
All right. Sell advertising on your car. Yeah, I'll put it on my Tesla. I'm right there behind you on that one. Good one, Karen. I like, you know, but for those that work and live in rural areas, cities, I think it could work. You know, if you have an old car, if you have like some, you know, and you want to just kind of make some money with that old car, I think it's a great idea, but I am not wrapping my Tesla. I'm sorry. But I do have another great one that I picked out, Karen. Another one that so reflects me, so who I am. I can so inspire people by this. When they see me pull up and say, I'm your guy, they're like, oh my God, yes, you are. I want to get just like you. And this is the one. You know, I am a reflection. I will represent my product to the fullest, Karen. I would do every session in a white tank top.
Oh, no.
And spandex, okay?
Please.
And that,
hold on.
It's spandex and a tank top. And that is, Karen, dun, 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 I could be a personal trainer. For those of you that love fitness and work out, why
couldn't
not?
Couldn't we all be a personal trainer?
Why not work as a personal trainer? Even like you could even charge your friends like $10, $20 to give them a workout routine and motivate them to get through their stuff. I think it's a great, you can do Zoom classes, you can do Facebook online classes, you can like, you know, meet up in the park. But, you know, becoming a personal trainer, it's something that I think is a great side hustle and it's fulfilling.
And it makes you hotter. If we have taken anything from this list, it is side hustle number 1A. Be hot. It pays. I'm telling you, it pays money.
Sean, when you teach your, do you still do your twerk class in Brooklyn? All right. Well, we don't need to hear that. Keep that to yourself. Moving on.
We literally do need to hear that.
Side hustle number 20. Start a part-time pet sitting business. If you love animals, first off, if you're not a fan of animals, maybe you shouldn't do this. But if you love animals, this is an easy choice. You get to do something you love and earn cash doing it. So,
and they're so cute, guys. They only smell and poop constantly. But if you love that, this might be for you.
I mean, and also there's, you might get an account with where the dog isn't the little miniature cute dog. It might be a big pit bull or a big, you know, Rottweiler. So you got to be ready for all types of animals. But yeah, if you love the animals, this might be a business for you.
Listen, in every side hustle, you're going to have some big smelly Rottweilers and some little cute puppies. It's the name of the game.
Okay. Well, Sean.
You know, we got to have a bonus, Matt. Come on.
Oh, you want a little overtime? You want more?
Bonus.
All right, I got one that you got to like. This is for only the skilled people, all right? Because if you don't do this one correctly, you can lose some friends. You may not be wanted. And people see you coming, they may duck their heads and put their heads down and not try to give you eye contact. But if you have a personality like I do and you're skilled in this and you're able to make selling feel so comfortable, this one would be for you. Like, if you're at the job, you have to work, like, you could sell, like, products to your coworkers. And I'm just like, you know.
Coworkers love that.
Yeah, I mean, you could sell like snacks. You know, who wants to leave their desk when you could, when I can pop by and be like, hey, can I sell you a snack? Can I sell you a bottle of water? You could be that person where you're just like selling stuff at work, you know, but you can't, there's a fine line between selling and becoming annoying. So that's what I'm saying. It's only for the real skilled person.
There's literally no difference whatsoever between selling and being annoying. That's why you have to be hot.
You can make a nice little breakfast burrito that has your special twist to it. And every morning before you go to your desk, you sell them that breakfast burrito. Now they no longer have to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Now that you just said that, that's literally the sickest idea I've ever heard. It's so good. I can think of every real job I've ever had where I had to show up somewhere in person. If someone had a hustle of showing up with like a delicious breakfast that you could just eat with one hand, like a breakfast burrito, I would have paid top dollar for that. I am not
good at Karen. Thank you. That's why you're on this show. That's why we brought you in. You see the vision. You see the vision, Karen. You imagine you're at work, your computer, you're typing. You go to one hand with your breakfast burrito and the other hand type, and you can keep working. That's the point of the breakfast burrito.
And once you get people hooked, so you bring in a bunch of stuff one day and you go, I made breakfast burritos. If you guys want, $5 a pop, whatever. People are like, hell yeah, I didn't eat breakfast today. That's awesome. Next day, you take orders. People go, I want one with no bacon. One, you make bank. Every time somebody modifies an order, you add a buck.
Exactly. Wow. And I look forward to every morning getting to work, like that cup of coffee. Like, yo, honey, I'm running. I got to get my breakfast burrito before they all sell out.
And let me tell you something. You will be unfireable. No one wants the breakfast burrito person gone.
The whole employee morale will drop if the breakfast burrito guy gets fired.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really actually mad slick.
Here's the thing. Not only do we have one bonus, you know, selling your snacks to your office coworkers, we have another bonus one.
Oh yeah.
If you're a good enough cook to hook up the breakfast burritos and get your coworkers jazzed about that, you can hook up dishes and you got them wanting to buy stuff. Maybe bonus number two is for you. Teach a cooking class. That's right.
Next level after burrito, Matt. What it comes natural. Like now I'm going to teach you how to make somewhat similar to my breakfast burrito.
We trying to elevate these flavors. If you got great kitchen skills, try hosting a class in your home, charging 10, 15 or more if you got it like that and per person. And, you know, to cover the supplies and to pay for your time. But yeah, there's people out there who might want to know how to make a breakfast burrito at home, you know, so maybe you can teach that.
I think, Karen, that's brilliant.
Karen, I want you to give a bonus, but I want you to think about this bonus. I want it to be something on the nerd side of you because people don't really get to see the nerd side. I want you to dig a little deeper. No sexy, no sexual connotations.
I wasn't doing sexual connotations. I was thinking naturally about it.
Straight, like, nerd. Show the nerd side of you. Come up all with right, a side hustle that's nerdish.
Okay, let me tell you something. First
that's
of all
about you.
I stay making sexual connotations. If you're hot and smart, you might want a tutor. And here, okay, you don't have to be, if you're elderly and smart, because people love a tutor and grandma.
Like Sean.
There's money in that too. I have a teaching background. I used to teach English as a second language. There's a test that you can take as an ESL learner to get into colleges called TEFL. I used to teach TEFL, SATs. If you have a math or science background, which I don't, but if you do, you can charge top dollar to tutor kids. Their parents will pay so much to make sure these little dummies graduate. And college writing is another big one. I was a writing tutor, and that was really good money. I would tutor people, teach them how to write an essay, sit down with them. Sometimes I do it with them. Sometimes, guys, I'm out of the game, so I can say this. I would just straight up write college essays for people. I got an A+ average, and you can make a lot of money. I remember I would price it by category, you know, like SATs, regular writing, grammar, that's all priced differently. And the college stuff, that's when you kind of like crank it up. I used to make between $50 and $150 an hour doing it. And if you'd feel like you were like, oh, I really don't know SATs, you're an adult, go buy yourself an SAT prep book from this year, go to a Barnes and Noble or buy it online, read the whole thing, do all the tests, teach yourself all the tricks. It's not that hard. It's for kids. And then qualify yourself to tutor SATs. It's a really good living.
Little disclaimer. The views expressed by Karen Margolis do not represent Two Black Guys with good credit in terms of cheating on your term papers.
I speak for the podcast when I say you don't have to write your own stuff ever.
I just want everybody to know I sincerely tried, guys, to like Karen, but she went always, as always, she went to the left. And I just thought it was going to be a straight nerd answer, but she's suppressing that. She doesn't want you guys to see that side of her.
And hotness really helps. It really, really does help. I mean, I was mostly tutoring women, but everybody likes an aesthetic person.
Everybody needs to get on Karen's OnlyFeeds.
Listen, if you know what hits the fan, I'm trying to censor myself here, you do probably have a working pair of feet. And if you don't, that's very interesting. We can probably talk about a business strategy for you too. There is a niche for whatever kind of weird body.
Yo. All right, before we go any further down that road,
we've been down it, we're staying.
I want to thank you guys for these wonderful ideas for top side hustles. I think these were great ideas. I hope our listeners agree. I hope, you know, if not, if they don't all appeal to you, hopefully one or two of these really struck a chord if you're trying to add a little income in your pocket. So you know, that was 20 plus 3 bonus side hustles. So y'all need to make something happen with this.
And I'll tell you this, you don't have to agree with them for this to be a great list. It is a really awesome list. And if you have working feet, a computer, a car, a smartphone, you can make a working brain and eyes. You can make so much money.
Yeah, and just to let you guys know, all jokes aside, it is a show that's supposed to inspire you and motivate you. Like, and if you could take one thing away from this or share it with somebody that you know is in need of a side hustle, then please do so. But, you know, we bring a little joke and humor to it, but we also want to make sure that it inspires you to seek your true potential and you know, and achieve greatness in life. So put together a side hustle that hopefully everybody can relate to, and it's a well-rounded list.
1,000,000%. Relate and hustle. Those are our two words to live by.
Well, there you go. That brings this episode, Top Side Hustles After the Pandemic. That brings this episode to a close. We hope you got something out of it. And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you need some side hustle money, you know what you got to do. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, also for Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm a third of us. And as I always say, it's not what you do, it's what you do next.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And, you know, go get it. No more excuses. Let's make it happen. And like, you know, as I say every week, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket and go get your hustle on, people. And I'm out. Black guys.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.